Shrimp during a seven fish dinner, baby. Welcome to the greatest day of your life. It's Thursday, June 4th, 2020. Bang, bang, and you're in a hot seat. This is the greatest power hour of radio that you will ever hear when you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, inspiration, motivation. Ain't no nation like donation. What you talking about, Get Up Army? I'm your host, Mark Hayford, and every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m., we drop it like it's hot. Because you know it is, right here on 1520 WCHE. And I'm going to tell you something, man. I am coming out swinging right now. Right now. We need more positivity, more people listening, less people talking, more than ever right now. Don't you agree? We got some crazy stuff going on in the world, and I am taking it head on. And this next entire hour is dedicated to you, for you. And it's going to be for your mental health. It's going to be a breath of fresh air. And it's going to be a little bit of uplifting that we all need. And there's some things to say that are taboo that I shouldn't say. But I didn't come here to make friends. I came here to speak life over you. I came here not to lose. I came here to win. I came here so we can win. That's what I do every single week. That's what we do every single week right here on the Get Up Power Hour. Now, I'm going to get real with you. First of all, this is crazy, man. I'm still doing live radio from home, and I want to give a shout-out to the Duchess of Danger, the perennial millennial, Bree, who's holding it down at 1520 WCHE, making every single show sound like we are all rock stars, and I love it. I love it, man, and I just told her because I got to call in to do my radio show. Yo, I'm in the shower. I'm thinking about the shower right outside the Get Up studio here. You hear what I said? Because I'm home, baby. I'm like you, right? I'm wearing Crocs, and I'm taking a shower. No, not with my Crocs on, you silly goose. And I'm doing my thing. I'm shaving my head. I'm getting ready, and all of a sudden I come out. I'm like, woo, 12:57. I got radio in 3 minutes. It's insane, man. We're all thrown off a little bit these days, and it's all right. It's going to get better. We're getting on track. So before we go any further, before I have people that are all into this or that are jumping off because they don't like what I got to say, I want to connect with you. So if you're out on any social media, I'm out there. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, wherever you are, I'm there. Mark Hayford, Mark with a C. And I want you to check out my website, markhayford.com. Now, some of you are live streaming from it right now, global, and that's awesome. We got lots of books, lots of pictures, lots of videos, interviews. And the books are both of the number one books that hit number one in Amazon self-help category. It's Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, and The Daily Thought of the Day book, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. So I want you guys to check those out. You can also go to Audible and listen to Get Up. And if you love this show, if you're a fan, and if you're like, yo, I need this in my life, I want you guys to check out the app SoundCloud. Go out to SoundCloud. We have a daily podcast, the Get Up Podcast. It's very organic. We do not live in a filter out there or here. And it's aggressive. It's got attitude. It's got moxie, baby. And we're living out loud in that. Drinking out of the freaking fire hose. So if you like podcasts every day to get lifted up, to get a kick in your booty, yo, It's the Get Up Podcast. It is on SoundCloud. Now, let's get into this. Now, what I'm going to say, what I got to say over this next hour, especially right now, because I'm coming out hot. I'm swinging for the fence. Base is loaded, full count. We're not hoping that you throw outside the box. I'm swinging. So what I'm going to say is either going to offend you or it's going to inspire you. But my job is not to come here and deliver hype. That's not what we do. My job is to deliver hope, to light up the darkness. That's what we do here. That's what I do here. That's what I committed to do. So let me ask this question. Is the coronavirus over, or is this kind of like a halftime? Or like, JK, what about where did all the murder hornets go? Did they go flying over the cities and go, oh, you know what? Maybe next year. Peace out. Back to China. Did that happen? I don't know if that happened. Who am I talking to? I'm actually not talking to you. I'm talking to the big platforms, the conglomerates. I'm talking to the MSNBCs. I'm talking to the CNN. I'm talking to the Foxes, the NBCs, the CBSs of the world. I'm talking to all the platforms that want to promote fear, that want to promote anger, that want to promote divisiveness, and they throw gasoline on it, and they love it, and they tell you the most horrible crap you could ever fathom with a gleam in their eye. They love it. I have a privilege, and I have a responsibility. When I sit behind this mic, or these days, since I'm in timeout on my iPhone, but I have a privilege and a responsibility, and I am dedicating my show every week to giving you a full, solid hour of living out loud, playing out loud, speaking life. That's what we're doing here. Now, not everybody out there has the same mission that I do. So I'm going to say some things right now that might ruffle some feathers. And that's not my intention at all. My intention is to lift people up. So I'm going to say something that needs to be said, that hasn't been said, that's been advised to me to not even go there. But sometimes I have a hard time playing inside the rules. Sometimes rules are made to be broken. And sometimes guidelines are crap. So I'm going to say this. All the people that are out there that are protesting peacefully, that want their voices to be heard, that have a message, that are doing it the right way, we see you. I see you. The Get Up Army salutes you. And what you're doing is so important. And we want to say thank you to all the police that are peacefully standing and trying, that they believe the same things the protesters, the peaceful protesters believe. And they're still showing up every day and showing out and doing their job as best as they can while they're trying to keep everybody safe. You know, the police officers that are actually the good ones, the ones that are husbands and fathers and protect the community. And became a police officer because of the values, the core values of protecting and serving. The ones that I'm friends with, the ones that are in my family, the ones that I grew up with that are still doing their job, the ones that you see on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook when you see the video that makes you go, aw, and get you all in the feels because they pull over and they start shooting hoops or throwing a football with kids in their community. Those guys, we see you too. I'm giving myself chills. We want to say thank you. And for all the other ones, the workers of iniquity, the looters, the rioters, the troublemakers, the savages, the ones who don't care about what happened or what the movement is about or what the message is, and you're just causing damage and trouble to cause damage and trouble. We see you too. And you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And the people who really give a crap aren't being fooled. So let's come together and let's stop, unlike what MSNBCs and CNNs and Foxes and NBCs and CBSs are pouring gasoline on. Let's come together, because at heart, we all want the right thing. The people out here, my voice right now, are good people, all of you. And we need to come together, because together we can make great things happen. And that's what should happen. You know, I'm a head football coach, and it's crazy, because I'm the head football coach over at Lionville Middle School, and we are the feeder program for all the youth to go play sports and to learn life lessons in this game of football, how to blow past barriers and have mental toughness and have discipline and to be motivated the right way and have good health, team building. To win the right way, to lose the right way, to want to get better. Those are the lessons that football had. And I work with the youth that is the feeder program that goes into Downingtown East High School, which is crazy because all my kids go to Downingtown West High School. So I do sleep with one eye open for at least 3 months out of the year. Absolutely. If this offends you, well, then you're on the wrong side. But I don't do daddy ball. I have coached my own son. I've coached against my own son. Matter of fact, I almost punished my own son after one game when I coached him. Because Harrison Hayford got two interceptions, and I had to yell at the offensive coordinator and said, stop throwing the ball over the middle to him. But I have lots of parents reaching out to me. I have assistant coaches going, what's going on? And I don't know what's going on. Nobody knows what's going on with this upcoming year. But I want people to keep their heads up. I want all you rising seniors, rising eighth graders, people that are going to do cross country, kids that want to do football, kids that are gearing up because they want to have their final year in wrestling season. I don't know. I want you guys to keep your heads up. And I want you to expect the good. I want you to expect good things to happen. I want you to be prepared. I don't want to hear new normal. I want to hear better. You know, 2020, most people are like, oh, well, just forget 2020, forget the new day. How about not? Did you ever realize whenever there's something that's really, really, really hard, something that really gives you a hard time, something that really is a Goliath in your life, did you ever think maybe it's an opportunity? What is Hayford talking about? Maybe it's an opportunity to be reflective. Maybe it's an opportunity to get better. Maybe our quote-unquote failures aren't failures. Maybe it's showing us what we need to do to improve, to get stronger at, to be more productive at. I didn't say busy. I said productive. If you're busy, I feel sorry for you. If you're productive, hey, that's how you need to be. My phone is melting already. It's blowing up with text messages. You're either with it or you're not, and I don't stop. I'm not going to be silent. Keep your heads up. I get to DJ Saturday. I own a DJ business. That's what I do. I've been doing it for 20 years. I love it. Wherever I go, there's a party. I'm not going to say where I am because of crowd control. JK. But I can't wait. And it's a soft opening. It's going to be weird, man. It's going to be weird. It's not a private event. It's more like a public poolside type thing, right? And all the safety precautions are going to be happening. There's masks coming in and out of the entrance areas. There will be social distancing. I'm not around anyone in particular, which is kind of cool. I'm like in a loft area, you know? I can't wait for that. I can't wait to bring people some joy. To be able to drop some dope beats and mad jams, yo. I can't wait to just do something that's going to have people feel good. forget about life for a little bit. Enjoy themselves. Shake their booty. Don't be moody. It's the weekend. That's what I'm talking about. You know, on the other side of things, I know there. I'm not like rose-colored glasses here. I understand there's all kinds of things going on. I was in the middle of throwing some weights around yesterday. Like they called my mom something, being a little aggressive. And I just was wrapping up the workout in the basement, and all of a sudden, boom, power goes out. Again, I live in Chester County, Pennsylvania. And I know, look, where I live, if a deer steps on a branch a quarter of a mile away from my house, we lose power for 9 months. Like, that's just how it is. So praise God for the generator that I got years ago and all that. Because I've had the years where I had a broken generator, and literally the power was out for 6 days, and it was 10 degrees, and you saw your breath in my living room as we're trying to keep fires going and praying that pipes won't burst and that my kids won't freeze. And we couldn't get into hotels. This actually happened in 2014. They sent crews from Canada down all up and down the Northeast trying to get restore people's power. You know what I'm talking about. Give me an A. Yeah, and now my power's back, which I'm thankful. My kitchen looks like the beginning of when they were building Windows or Apple, because there's all power cords and strips and everything laying all over the place. I'm sure my wife is thrilled. That'll be my first thing to do at 2:01 p.m. today. But I know there's still thousands that don't have power all up and down PA and Jersey. Jersey! I know you probably can't hear my voice, and you're probably not live streaming to get a power hour here right now because you're trying to worry about surviving and keeping your head up. But I want you to keep your head up. And if you're someone that's in the area that can do something about it, I want you to help them, offer them. Who needs food? Who needs to shower? Who needs to brush their teeth? I got a house. You know, there's a lot of good that's going on out here, and it gets swept under the rug. A lot of good. There's a lot of good that's coming. There's a lot of good that's happening. And you've got to take your head out of the sand, and you've got to stop feeding into the negativity. It is crucial for your life. What you focus on, you become. Now, I'm not saying don't pretend that there's things going on, but I'm saying you got to live your life. You cannot be inundated. You're going to do something about things, do something about things. If you want to stay informed, stay informed. But you cannot succumb to all the negativity that is being pushed on us, mostly by media. I'm not saying there's not issues. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying they feed it, they fire it, they fuel it. Be careful. Mind your mind. You have to be your best advocate for yourself and your loved ones. How about this? You know, somebody who took the time to do something good? So you hear the commercials when they drop on here. And every one of the sponsors that have ever sponsored my show legit have been friends of mine or someone that I've used the service of. Like, you know, we could have Skechers shoes, but I don't wear Skechers shoes. Not yet. But you always hear the commercials here. Rocky's Hot Sauce. They're based out of Philadelphia, right? There's Becky, there's Ben, of course, there's Rocky, his wife, who created it. And they went from this little, literally out of their own kitchen in Philadelphia to now it's starting to get in the stores. Becky took the time to send us and my family a gift of hot, just saying, hey, I was thinking about you guys, wrote a hand note, gave us a bunch of free hot sauces I put on my Facebook, my Insta stories. What an act of kindness, just random. That was so awesome to just have somebody who just took the time to take the time to make someone's day brighter. How great is that? All it takes is one person. You could do that now. So thank you, Becky. Thank you, Rocky's Hot Sauce. And we're transitioning into the first break of the show. But, you know, and I ended it last week. I ended last week's show. One more time, I have to just talk about just somebody that's really been doing it right. And again, for our family and for thousands of families, they've just really, really did it so well. And I'm sure on your feeds as well as mine, you're seeing so many friends that have kids that are graduating college and high school and, you know, moving on from like an eighth grade going into high school or whatever the case may be. You know, this past week, my oldest boy graduated high school last week, and I talked about how amazing Downingtown West High School did. Their job was so amazing. I know East was doing the same thing, worked really hard to just make it special for these kids that didn't have the quote-unquote norm of what generations past had to enjoy. And in some ways, it's been better. And this week, again, unbeknownst to my son, one of his favorite teachers came to our house and put the 2020 senior lawn sign right in our front lawn and had a little bag of gifts, kind of did a dine and dash, you know, ding dong ditch or whatever, rang the doorbell, dog's going crazy, go down, this dude be getting in his car off my lawn. I realize my son's teacher, my son goes out, they get to talk for a minute. What a nice gesture that this man, this teacher, this school promotes this to just do one more little thing. You know, success, I tell our players this, I talk about this when I do seminars. So many people expect success just to be one big boom, one big thing, one talent. Well, that's not what it is. Success is so many little things that build up, that are put together. And I am just so appreciative of these schools. They don't get everything right, but they nailed this one and knocked it out of the park. So I want to say thank you to Downingtown West High School, Downingtown East High School, and all the schools that are really going hard for these kids. And for those that are, I said it last week, and as I'm about to hit the break, I'm going to end this segment on this where we just talk about, you know, these kids are dealing with a different type of issue. And maybe it is making them stronger. Maybe it is making them better. Maybe we feel sorry for them, but maybe in some weird way, this is one of the greatest gifts that they've had, this adversity that they're all overcoming. Proud of them. I'm so proud of them. I'm proud of you, too, because you're still here listening. That's what we do, Get Up Army, every single week. I told you, Get Up Power Hour. We're here to light up the darkness, speak life, speak truth. Now listen, what are you speaking and what are you speaking to yourself? That's what I want to know. And we're going to talk about that. Oh, we're going to talk about mindset. We're going to talk about Muhammad Ali. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff when we come back after this first break. So don't you go anywhere. It's going to be so quick, yo. We'll be right back, Jack, to Get Up Power Hour right here on 1520 WCHE. Can't stop, won't stop. Get Up Power Hour, baby. Coming at you like a 15-year-old sleeping until 4 in the afternoon. Woo! It's right. Greatest hour of radio, baby. Get Up Power Hour, 1520 WCHE. And I'm your host. It's your boy, Mark Hayford. Yo. Oh, man, I am sweating. I told you, I did not show up just to show up. You did not wake up today to be average. You did not wake up today to be mediocre. Check it out. You don't suck, okay? You are awesome. You have a bright future. You could be the difference. You, I'm talking to you. If you're listening to this, it's not because you're bored, because you're in it to win it. So pick your head up, man. We got work to do. I want to talk about what you're talking about when you talk to yourself. We all talk to ourselves. My wife thinks I'm crazy. It was an hour before the, you know, TMI here. I don't even care, right? Let's be real. I'm sitting on the toilet an hour ago and I'm talking to myself. My wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting ready for the show. I'm talking to myself. I talk to myself all the time. I really do. We all do. Sometimes not out loud, but you're constantly thinking things. Thinking things constantly. You are thinking things when you don't realize you're thinking things. And that's not me pretending or telling you that. That's from the National Science Foundation. A couple years ago, the National Science Foundation put out this statistic that I talk about when I speak at seminars and keynote and all that fun stuff. Check this out. The average human being has about, give or take, 60,000 thoughts every day. Let me say that again. The National Science Foundation put out a stat a while back that said the average human being will have approximately 60,000 thoughts per day. Thoughts you don't even realize you're thinking. You ever commute somewhere, whether it's school or work or wherever you got to go, and you get there and you're like, wait, you didn't even think about how you got there. You just got there because it's part of your programming. It's part of your paradigm. It's part of just what you do. Your brain was going, your subconscious mind was working, but you didn't have to think, hey, I'm going to put my blinker on. Hey, I have to make a right on Main Street. Hey, I'm going to put my car in park. Hey, I'm going to reach with my right hand and open the door. Hey, I'm going to click the button and lock. You just do it. But these are thoughts, right? Thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Your brain's constantly firing. And what we're going to talk about right now is how you need to master your mindset. Because if you don't, and I wrote about this in my first book, Get Up, your brain is like a wild stallion that's out in the wilderness. If you don't break that in and you try to ride it, you're going to get thrown off and get hurt, bro. You can't. You've got to control it. And here's the staggering part. Here's the disgusting statistic based off of this. Out of those 60,000 thoughts per day, 95% of those thoughts were the exact same thoughts as you had yesterday. Mind blown, right? How is that possible? Well, because we're doing a lot of the same things that we do. It's part of our schedule. It's part of our routine. So 95% of those 60,000 thoughts are the same as the day before and the day before and the day before and the day before. Now, here's the horrible part of this statistic. Out of the 95% of the same thoughts, of your 60,000% of the thoughts that you have every day, 80% of those thoughts are negative. Negative thoughts. Why do you think I am too hyped, so extra, when I have the privilege and the power and the responsibility of putting this show on the air? Because I am aware of all the crap that we are getting through YouTube and our television and in our music and in the language that we speak and the things that we were told and the things that we hear and the stuff that we read, most of it is not benefiting you. And that gets into your subconscious mind. I have a friend. I'm going to say he doesn't even know that he is. And I'm sure many of you have them today. It's easy to be in the information age when we have the internet, but I have a friend who has become a mentor. I saw him speak about a decade ago, and I was stunned at what he had to say and how he said it. And his name is Dr. Shad Helmstetter. This guy, he's been on Oprah Winfrey. He's written tons of books. Some of his books are What to Say When You Talk to Yourself, The Gift, and The Power of Neuroplasticity. What the heck is neuroplasticity? Right. I know, big word, neuroplasticity. Well, Shad Helmstetter works with, he's in the field of neuroscience, okay? And I was able to sit down with him some years ago. I also wrote about this in Get Up. And I had a YouTube show. They had, because I haven't actively been doing the YouTube show. Now I have the radio show, the podcast, I'm authoring books and speaking and all that. I haven't been doing the YouTube show, but when I was about 4 or 5 years ago, he came on as one of my guests. And, you know, I got some excerpts of from the interview, and this is showcasing what he said regarding a legitimate scientific explanation on the power of positivity. and of what we tell ourselves. Look, this isn't your yuck shock jock radio. I'm trying to breathe some life here. And this is important stuff. He said, quote, self-talk is something we all do. But as I write about it, self-talk is a way of literally redefining your path, redefining your actions, redefining your attitudes, all based on what you say when you talk to yourself. Now, this is, hang with me here. So in the field of neuroscience, he said what he discovered is that our thoughts actually wire our brain. This is fascinating stuff. Like what you think is like creating little city roads and maps in your brain. We used to be taught that the brain stops growing, that we only get so many neurons in our brain when we're young, you know, and then your brain stops growing and then that's it for the rest of our lives. And then sometimes we lose a lot of those neurons, you know, based on what you do and or don't do, and then we're out of luck. So Shad Helmstetter says that's not true at all. Quote, it was just because science hadn't yet found a way to look into the brain and scan it. Now we can do that. And what we've learned is that our brain continues to grow and change throughout our entire lives. So when he told me this, like, I was stunned. Because now I'm thinking, like, are you telling me? You could take someone that's 90 years old, right? We know people that are 50 years old that act like they're old. But you could take somebody that's 90 years old, has a healthy brain, and they can continue to learn and grow. Like he's literally saying that you can teach an old dog new tricks. So myth busted, but it didn't even stop there. So this next part is so critical, right? He said the most important factor in things that change our brain is actually our thoughts. Hear that? Your thoughts can change your brain. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? Seriously. He says repeated thoughts, repeated words, repeated messages actually rewire the brain. So it's like going to the gym. You want to get bigger biceps. I'm not going to go and do curls for the girls and work out like, you know, today, and then I'm good for the next 4 months. It don't work like that. It's repeated thoughts. Repeated words, repeated messages can rewire your brain. He said it doesn't matter about your past, what other people told you, doesn't make a difference where you've been. It's what you do now with what you've got, and your brain is waiting to be wired and rewired and rewired. We get to do that with our thoughts. He literally says that we have the power over ourselves. We can actually create the type of person that we want to be with a positive mental attitude. That, simply put, friends, is neuroplasticity. It's how your brain's hardwired and how you can upload any message you want and make it true in your magnificent, untapped resource, that computer you have, your brain. So I'm going to ask you a question. Now, yesterday was the anniversary of the death of this person. And I do this live in front of groups, and it just makes me stunned because it doesn't matter what the age group is. I get the same answer. I'm going to ask you the question. Clear your mind, Get Up Army. Here we go. Who is the greatest boxer of all time? Right. Muhammad Ali. You said your mind thought Muhammad Ali. He was not only the three-time heavyweight champion of the world and a renowned activist, but he's one of the most significant and famed figures in and outside of sports of all time. But here's the funny part, right? Was he really the greatest? Because I know everybody wants to be Conor McGregor nowadays with you know, UFC, and I know Brazilian jiu-jitsu and Krav Maga and all that other stuff has really been taking a hold. See what I did there? Taking a hold. Hayford's got jokes. Really been taking a hold of our culture, right? But boxing, I mean, I grew up watching boxing, right? Boxing enthusiasts will debate whether or not Muhammad Ali was actually the greatest. Because you got all these other names, right? You got Joe Louis. You got Mike Tyson. You got Floyd Money Mayweather. You got Jack Dempsey. You got Sugar Ray Robinson. Now, you may not know about these people, but you may have heard of them. Hey, what about, you ever hear of the guy Jake LaMotta? there's a movie called Raging Bull. They make a movie about Muhammad Ali. Well, they have, but this movie Raging Bull was about Jake LaMotta. It won 24 out of 26 nominations, including Oscar, Golden Globes. That wasn't an accident. Let me ask you something. Have you ever knocked the fat out of food with a Muhammad Ali grill? No. But you've used the George Foreman grill, right? I mean, I'm looking up. I'm in the Get Up studio. I got autographed pictures everywhere. I'm looking up a picture of former boxing champion of the world, Larry Holmes. Dude, Sugar Ray Robinson fought in two different weight classes and came close to quadrupling Muhammad Ali's win record, but Muhammad Ali popped into your mind. With over a century of all-time greats, you immediately thought of Ali as the greatest. Why? I'll tell you why. Because he said he was. And he told us over and over and over again, I am the greatest! You ever dream of beating me, you better wake up and apologize. Muhammad Ali, he is the greatest. I'm Howard Cosell, joined here by my friend, heavyweight champion of the world, the greatest, Muhammad Ali. We go, okay, he's the greatest. I asked Chad Helmstetter what he thought about that. If Ali used the power of positive self-talk or neuroplasticity. What Helmstetter said, it blew me away. He said, yes, he did. A lot of athletes did. As a matter of fact, that's where we actually saw self-talk in use in sports and athletics. And he went on to say at the time years ago when they first started using it, athletes, they really didn't understand how the process worked, but they knew the results. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. The results were the people who believed, that's the key right here, who believe they could do it, can literally talk to themselves in a way that gave them a picture in their minds, they could envision it, of them accomplishing their goal. He said those athletes tended to do better. They would win. Ali actually talked himself into winning. He said scientific studies have been done exactly, and that's what happened. Helmstetter went on to say that athletes who consistently practice positive self-talk prior to an event, especially over lengthier periods of time prior to an event, can increase their endurance up to 18%. Let's round up and say 20%. You failed with a 60. No, you didn't. You got an 80. Oh, I have an 80. No, you didn't. You're perfect. You have 100. Insane. And then later in the interview, Helmstetter, he goes on, Dr. Shad's talking about encouraging parents to teach children, especially younger children, as soon as they start to learn to talk during infancy, all the way up to adulthood, that positive self-talk is critical. Critical! What you say to your children, what we say to our players, actually types a message into their brains. It's like having a blank CD as a parent, a coach, a teacher, speaker, a principal. Anybody especially that works with children, you get to burn whatever message you want onto that little compact disc, and then it's there. So take caution what message you're programming. And quickly shift from I'm not worthy to I'm worthy to I'm good to I'm the greatest. And I love Muhammad Ali. I think he was a walking fortune cookie for PMA, positive mental attitude, right? I mean, I'm not even talking about like float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I'm talking about I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion. Or don't count the days. Make the days count. Ali was definitely the greatest, especially when it came positive mental attitude. And I think we can use that today, right? Don't count the days. Make the days count. Thank you, Muhammad Ali, the greatest. What are you talking to yourself? What are you saying to yourself when you talk to yourself, Get Up Army? I hope you're speaking life into yourself. I hope you're leaning into the positive. It's hard. It is work. I understand that. But you owe it to yourself. You owe it to your loved ones because you can be the difference. Oof, the show goes so fast for me, man. I'm up against another break. Listen to me. Do not go anywhere because I want to end this with something that I believe is going to be very powerful for you. Hear what I said? Very, very powerful for you. So sit tight. Don't go anywhere. Get your popcorn ready. I'm Mark Kafer. This is the Get Up Power Hour, and we will be right back right here on 1520 WCHE. Can't stop, won't stop. I'll do this all day, baby. I don't care. I do not care. I'm swinging. You're here. Give me a fence so I can knock it over it. Yo, 1520 WCHE, Get Up Power Hour. It's your boy, Mark Hayford. Yo, I hope you're enjoying this power hour. I hope you are enjoying this explosion of much-needed positivity right now. And, you know, here's the thing about positivity. I want to say this. Because it needs to be said, a lot of people think positivity is like fluff and rah-rah and rainbows and puppies and porpoises and shut up. You got to be mentally strong to be positive, especially today. That doesn't mean like lying to yourself that everything, you know, is just perfect and nothing sucks, because that's not the reality of it. However, let me ask you something. Are you strong enough to be mentally positive? Well, if you just said no, I'm going to give you a correction, because you're listening to this. That means you're leaning into the positive. But for those people who want to trash positivity, trash being inspired, trash being motivated, just remind you something. It takes work, and it's easy just to be a sheep and to fall and follow into all the other garbage that's being pumped out there. So you keep fighting the good fight. Wearing the Get Up Army, baby. You look so good. Yo, it is the first Thursday of June. We are turning the corner. I want to bring this show home, baby. I want to land the plane. I want to talk about some important stuff. Oof. Look, I'm just going to get real here. So it's been virtual now. Done some virtual book clubs and things like that. And it's been a weird time, because now everybody's like, you know, all over Zoom and FaceTiming, and a lot of people run their businesses from home before all this. My wife does. Now a lot of people are just getting turned on to it, going, oh, okay. But prior to all this, you know, craziness of what spring of 2020 brought, I have the show. I have my books. I talk about it if you go to markhafer.com. Do my podcast, right? There's other things, obviously, that I do in my life. But I love to go out and be a speaker. That's one of my passions. And I speak to groups. And I talked about it before, but just to give you an idea, right? I've keynoted that in a 48-hour period, this actually happened. I guess it would be a 24-hour period. Or there was a time, about a year, year and a half ago, whatever, I was the keynote speaker for this company that hired me to come out, and I spoke to about 300 VPs. The next day, I'm at the local elementary school speaking to 88-year-olds. And then, that afternoon, I'm across the street in the assisted living place talking to 80-year-olds. I mean, I'm not even exaggerating that, right? My message is consistent. I might package it different based on who I'm speaking to, but my message is consistent. It's get up. It's attack life. It's play all out. Now, Light Up the Darkness. My third book is dropping this summer. Its title is Light Up the Darkness. But I have to tell you, whether I'm keynoting at some company or I'm at school assemblies, doesn't matter if it's adults, children, whatever. Over the years, I began to notice a couple of things. The first thing I would notice is that more so than not, many adults, come on now, can be closed-minded. Now, not all of them, and not all the time either. There's a lot of people that are very much thirsting to grow. But let's face it, sometimes we as adults can be a little, quote-unquote, realistic. I hate that freaking word, realistic. Can't stand it. To me, realistic leans way too close to negative, mediocre, and probably worst of all, limited. Just if you're going to be realistic, you just gave yourself a limit. Many adults have had more time than all the kids to go out in the world, maybe get punched in the face, maybe what they perceive to be failure, maybe they were hurt, maybe they wish they did things different from when they were young, maybe they think it's too late, which I just debunked in that last segment, if you were able to hear it. But so many times, adults put limits on themselves, and I always want to blow away these limits. That's what I do. And as I worked with the youth, something else, when I say youth, I'm talking like legit, yo, kindergarten all the way up to the young adults who are graduating college and everything in between, okay? What I noticed as I started speaking to youth is I got a different vibe. Because the youth, they aren't as quote-unquote realistic. They're more open to listening. You know, when I would tell them how special they are, how important it is for them to become their own advocates, how they need to be strong to lift up others, how they can make a positive difference, many of them were looking at me like I was speaking a different language. So many of these kids would be, like, silent. You try keeping a classroom or kid. You try keeping an auditorium of kids silent. So many times these kids are silent. They lean in. They ask questions. They thirst for more. So many of them never have heard someone tell them some of the things that I was saying. So when this happens, when I think about this, it gets me excited and it bothers me all at the same time. Because, look, when I see this, it bothers me because I can't believe so many young people are walking around in darkness. They've never been told. They've never been lifted up. Nobody's ever spoken life over them. But it's also exciting because I understand that I and many others have the message and the ability to turn the light on for them. And that we can help them believe, not fairy tale, but facts. Steve Jobs said the ones who are crazy enough to believe that they can change the world are the ones who do. You know, the guy that created the iPhone, which is 2 feet in front of you. By so many of us getting this message, whether it's now or whatever, we can start being powerful now. We can start turning things around now. We can start paving a way for our youth now. Let's get things right. When they're still a seed before they grow into a crooked tree, you don't plant tomatoes and get pineapples. So we're going to reap what we sow. What are we giving our youth? What are we showing them? I want this message to hit your ears, open your eyes, and have you become an advocate. Have you become a rock star like you were born to be. When you get done listening to the show, you're going to have something that most people don't have and maybe something you've never had, and that's vision. You, your life, your future, all the people, all the places and things around you can be looked at differently by you, and you will learn to create how you can actually live the life that you want. 100% total control, not letting outside circumstances give inside opportunities. Look, over the years, I've spoken to all these different types of schools, the elementary, the middle schools, the junior highs, the high schools, the colleges, universities. I've keynoted for businesses. I've spoken to the teams in the locker rooms before they run out onto the field. I've stood at the podium in the lounge areas, at the assisted living and senior citizen homes. I've had people reach out as I've done one-on-one calls to help people work through problems, achieve the next level. different ages, different places in life, different scenarios. They can all catch a vision. Everybody can become aware. And I'm not interested in what's probable. I'm interested in what is possible. And it is possible, all of it. I want you to believe my words because getting better is possible. And you and I are about to start a revolution. We can take a stand. Together, we can be done playing small, and we can level up. We're not alone, because this generation is about to get the boost it needs and it deserves. 2020 has been a wake-up call. This can become part of the greatest generation that we've ever seen. Get up, Army. We have the power to create that, and you have the power to be that. Maybe it's just that no one's ever told you that until now. You are the future. You have greatness. You can unlock a better way. We need to work hard to get it right because it's not going to come easy. No one's been able to do it before, but we can do it now. I want to read you something as I close the show. And maybe, just maybe, this will be a very small part of my next book that's going to be dropping in about a month. And I hope what I'm about to read here serves you well. And it's titled, I Believe. I believe in you. I believe in me too. I believe we don't have to compete. I believe we should lift each other up. I believe there is enough sunshine for all of us to get a tan. I always have. I believe they try to make it hard for us. But I believe we are stronger than our problems. I believe we can always rise above. I believe we should lift each other up. I believe in our elderly and the living history that they are. I believe their stories are the best. I believe we should just not spend time with them, but we should let them know how appreciated they are. I believe in the children. I believe that they will do better than we did. I believe we need to let them know how great they are. I believe there really isn't a bad kid. I believe the kid who acts the worst needs to be loved the most. I believe our past doesn't define us, but I believe it can motivate us. I believe the good old days weren't always that good, and I believe the future isn't as terrible as they want us to think. I believe we can predict the future we want because we can create the future that we want. I believe we should lift each other up. I believe God gave us two ears and one mouth so we can listen twice as much as we speak. I believe we need to hear more and talk less. I believe we need to be more patient. I believe we should laugh much, much more. I believe it's okay to not have all the answers. And I believe it's even better to admit when you don't. I believe people will trust and respect you more when you're honest like that. I believe admitting your weakness is a strength and boasting your strength is a weakness. I believe you need to take better care of yourself. I believe you should love yourself. You are special. I believe that sometimes you do need a break. I believe we need to take better care of each other, too. I believe we should lift each other up. I believe there's a time when you need to fight. I believe if you do fight, you should do it in a way where no one will ever want to make you have to fight again. But I believe you should always talk first because I believe in the power of communication. I believe in being open. I believe in being kind. I believe in understanding. I believe in the benefit of the doubt. I believe in best intentions. I believe we have both wasted precious time. And I believe we can make the most of our time now. I believe in now. When now ends, I believe the end is a new beginning. I believe we need to lift each other up. I believe We are going to win. I believe in you. This is 1520 WCHE. You've been listening to the Get Up Power Hour, and I'm always in your corner. Mark Hayford.